CliffCentral.com.
I always love having musicians in here, particularly ones who I haven't met in person. And we get them to play live, and it's Friday, and we're all chilled. And I heard one of his songs yesterday for the first time. Stuart Reese, what a pleasure to meet you, man. Are you good? Let me just turn on your microphone here. Hang on. Sorry, it's very unprofessional. There we are.
All right.
How are you, man?
Good, man.
We haven't met before, have we?
It's an honor to be here.
Have we met before?
We actually did, but you won't remember.
Where?
I did once audition for Idols.
Really?
Yes, I did.
How did you do?
I got a ticket, and then a golden ticket, and I got
Take off the beanie. Let
there.
Me see what you look like.
I was wearing a hat that day.
Okay, well, see, it's not working. You're from PE?
I'm from PE, yes.
All right, that's probably why I don't remember. I block out people from... No, I'm kidding. Nice to meet you, man.
Exactly,
properly.
Man. Nice to meet you again.
So, tell me what's happening. I mean, how's the career going? You're only 26. How's it working out for you?
It's good. I moved up here 2.5 years ago to pursue music a bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we've just recorded this new EP.
Let me
this
see that.
A gift for you. It's called Broke Down, Beat Down.
And
It's good. We've got some radio play here and there.
Just by the way, he's already been on radio with Love Song, Right About Us, and Falling For You.
Yeah.
Two albums out already.
All self-financed, independent artist.
Excellent.
Doing my thing.
But that's good, right? You want to be independent. You don't want to have a record company because then they take all the money.
There's pros and cons, but that's true. But they do have the clout as well, so it's you got to look at it from both sides.
Now, is it true that you started playing the guitar at age 13?
I did, yes. Back then, I was just skateboarding and listening to music, and I thought that would make me cooler.
Yeah,
and my
and
friends and I thought maybe I don't know yet. I'm still trying.
All right, well, it sounds like a good plan. Did you teach yourself or did you read music?
I mean, my mother played guitar, so she taught me a couple of chords, and
is your mother
I
a hippie?
Learned from there. No, she's not. She's a teacher, but I picked up stuff off the internet a few years later. It was sort of before internet was big. Like, my friends would have internet at their house. We'd go there and
it's like one of those modems that would go
exactly. Then I learned. So I did some music during school, throughout high school, bands, and it was when I was 21 I decided this is what I'm going to do full time.
That's pretty cool. But your parents must have gone, oh no, he's going to be a musician, we're going to support him forever. Right?
No.
They were supportive?
No, they were supportive from the start. I'm very, very
That's lucky
in that sense.
That is lucky.
I think maybe they didn't care.
Or maybe they really knew that you were that good, that you could make a career of this. I mean, a lot of parents think their kids are that good, but maybe yours knew, because, I mean, you wouldn't be here if you hadn't made something of yourself.
That's true.
Two albums later, it's very impressive. So in 2010, you had your own band.
Yes.
And you put that band together, which obviously, you know, people don't understand. It's not like you just miraculously have equipment and you just suddenly start performing. You need to buy the equipment. You need to make sure that you get the bookings. There's a lot of work and business that goes into setting up this band. Otherwise, you might as well just sit at home and pretend you're writing songs.
That's it, yeah. It's not a hobby anymore.
So what did you do to make the money before you could launch the band?
I was working as an appy in a factory.
Yeah.
Called doorbell magneto wheels. They press the wheels like this.
Are you
kidding? And I got my first gig in a pub. And when
it's
I was working
work,
at the factory,
huh?
I was earning minimum wage. When I say minimum, it was like 3.5 or 4 grand a month. It was like a weekly wage type of thing.
Yeah.
And I got my first gig, and it sort of matched what I was getting
for the week
in one night, in 3 hours. I thought, okay, if I can get another gig, I'm going to quit my job. And I went out and I got another gig in a pizza shop on a Sunday evening playing tunes. And then I realized, okay, you can actually make a living. And I was earning more money 2 nights a week than I was with my job. And, from then
Beautiful.
On, I just left and I saved up money from all my gigs and pulled together a band, paid for my first recording. And that's how the process has been so far.
It's amazing, dude.
It's just been growing. The scale.
Oh, well done.
Different.
I mean, a lot of people want to get into this, but they don't know how to, and also they're not prepared to do the work.
Yes, no, it's definitely work.
Working gigs in a pizza shop isn't glamorous.
Definitely not. No.
But it pays.
It pays, yes, definitely.
And working, it's better than being in the tire pressing place.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. Rims, metal, cold.
Rims.
And yeah, they make the rims there.
Oh, what a job. So you lasted a week?
In that job?
Yeah.
No, I was working there.
For how long?
About a year.
Jeez.
Yeah. That was my job. That's how I was paying my rent.
It's bloody tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, when did the whole thing kick into gear for you? I mean, when did you have your breakthrough? When did people start to take
you
serious?
I don't know if I've really had my breakthrough yet. I mean, it's such a process. That's
sure.
One of the most difficult things is patience. But I saved up money and we recorded an EP. I was living in PE at the time, and the
EP,
guy that,
PE. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the match.
Just six tracks, and the guy that recorded it said to me, "You should take us to radio." And I thought, okay, I didn't know anything about it. So I literally went down to Algo FM, which was the regional station.
Right.
And I rang the bell, secretary let me in, and I said, hello, I would like to play my music. And I was very fortunate. The compiler, for some reason, let me come up, sit in the office, played the song, and said, cool, I'm going to playlist this song. And then that's how it started.
But
for
that's
me.
How it started for like Berry Gordy at Motown. He would go to radio stations, knock on the door, say, "I've got this artist. You've never heard of her, Diana Ross. We've got her and two girls. Take a listen to this."
That's it. I guess.
Every great career starts somewhere.
Yeah, and ignorance is bliss. Because I didn't know that there was actually a process, and you had to submit to that.
Nah, radio stations don't have a process. Please.
Yeah.
They have supposed meetings. It's usually one person who decides whether a song gets on a list or not.
Yes.
And that's changed too, because now thanks to the internet, people can hear your music
anywhere,
right?
It's true. It's true, 100%.
But it is hard to sell music. We had a guy called Chris in yesterday who was telling us his story. He was on The Voice and everything else.
Mm.
And he was saying also, you know, these days it's tough to make money out of your music. You have to make money out of the performances.
Yes, I'll tell you what I've learned in my experience is definitely you make your money at your gig, but merchandise, selling a CD, impulse buys, and we sell beanies and t-shirts and CDs, that's where you actually make your music sales, as per se. You make
so,
your money.
So how do your audience look? I mean, what kind of people are buying your stuff at the moment? Because you meet them at the concerts, right?
Yes, yes.
Which is actually cool because you get to see who it is that's supporting you.
Totally, yeah. And that's how I want to go about my music. Always.
Girls, guys, everybody?
From 25 to 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Good mix.
If not even older, yeah. Well, when my parents come to a show, then a little bit older as well.
They bring their friends.
Yes, exactly.
It must be cool for them, though. They're like, that's my son.
Yes, it's fun. No, it's definitely
Grab
cool.
That guitar of yours. Let's hear you mess around here this morning. Yeah. It's Friday. We're going to play around. All right.
Okay. Is this in the right place? Can I pull this down a bit?
Don't worry about it. I'll worry about
You're
the sound.
Worry about
yeah,
this. Okay.
We'll move it around as we need to.
Okay.
You've got an acoustic guitar here. Is this a...
It's a Taylor.
Beautiful.
It's my baby, yes.
All right. That's a nice looking guitar.
Thank you.
Just play something there. Let me hear that sound. Oh, that's lovely. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you going to sing for us? Are we going to do a cover or are we going to do one of yours?
No, we'd like to do one of mine. I'd like
let's
to do
it.
The tile track called Broke Down Beat Down.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, I sit and wait for my ship to come, but my ship don't seem to arrive. And I've been broke for 7 days, and I'm still broke tonight. You see, I was born to walk a road a few men go. You, dear boy, with your silver spoon, you won't ever know what it's like to be a broke down, beat down, and out of your mind. Smoke right down to your last dime, rained on and hung out to dry. Do you know, do you know, do you know? I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in. I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in. All I want are the simple things, a real fast car and some diamond rings, a PlayStation 2 and a plasma screen, and a big old ass to watch my movies in. I'll take a holiday in France, a shopping spree. I'll take my coffee from a coffee machine. and wear my Gucci and my Levi jeans as I walk through the streets of New Orleans. But I'm broke down, beat down, and out of my mind. Smoked right down to my last dime. Rained on and hung out to dry. Do you know, do you know, do you know? I'm here waiting and waiting for my shit to come in. I'm here waiting and waiting for my shit to come in. Now maybe someday things will change and I'll be a millionaire. All the money that I have, I'll share it with my friends. Oh, but I would never ask for more than what I could use. Never bite off more than I can chew. But I could use a little money to see me through while I'm sitting on my own and working through these blues. Yeah, I'm broke down, beat down, and out of my mind. Smoked right down to my last dime. Rained on and hung out to dry. Do you know, do you know, do you know? Oh, broke down, beat down, and out of my mind. Smoked right down to my last dime. Rained on and hung out to dry. Do you know, do you know, do you know? I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in. I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in. I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in. I'm here waiting and waiting for my ship to come in.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. That's lovely, dude. Wow. Pashita, you like that?
Loved it.
You're like
a lot of soul.
You're a music fan.
Oh.
She's very friendly.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Someone said just now that you sounded like that possessed woman.
I know. I laughed so hard. I just laughed.
All right. So listen, this is a good song.
Thank you.
And you can hear, you know, certain people can't sing certain songs because they haven't really lived that kind of life. Like, I'm imagining you in that horrible factory pressing these goddamned rims and thinking about this life that you want, you know, walking in the Levi's in New Orleans, going on holiday to France, and kind of having diamond rings. I love that. That's awesome.
Do you still waiting?
Well, of course. I mean, who is it, right? We're all waiting for that. Who can't identify with that at some point? When you write a song like that, is it just come to you, or do you sit and figure out little parts of it bit by bit? You're sitting there strumming.
Yeah, that sort of came to be relatively quickly. It was actually at a time that my flatmate and I were staying together, and we had just moved out of home. This was the same time I was working in that factory, and we were too proud to ask our parents for a bailout type of thing, and we didn't have much in the house.
What were you guys eating? What was the average meal?
Noodles, toast.
Right.
But I kid you not, this night we didn't even have a piece of toast to split between us type of thing. And we drink this coffee, and it's black because there was no sugar and milk. We bought this little tin of Fresca from the garage, and we're sitting there, and we just laughed at the situation because we were that broke. And then like a little while later, just came up with this, damn, I'm literally smoked right down to my last old dime because
it
rhymes.
Sure, sure. No, I like
but,
that.
But,
yeah, I get it.
And yeah, and then the song just grew from there.
Beautiful. You have to feel these things to be able to write about them, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope your next song is about, I'm so rich, I don't even know what to do with myself.
Laws of attraction. I probably should write something like that.
Yeah, you should. When you are in that kind of situation, though, and you're a musician, I mean, it's hard not to feel like it might not work out for you.
Yes.
And a lot of musicians give up at that point.
I think I'm at a very defining point in my career now because I'm actually 27. I need to update that bio.
All right. Sorry. I'm 26.
But I mean,
you're old.
This is the time that
it's over for you.
That yeah.
No, Stuart, what happened on Idols? I don't remember. You got a golden ticket. What did I say? Was I nice?
You were very nice.
Good.
You were the nicest.
Thank you, of course.
Randall also was also nice.
Oh, really? Yes.
Who wasn't nice?
The name's... Is
what? Not Mara?
No. It was
Dave
last
Thompson?
Year.
Oh, Unati. Last year. Somizi and Unati.
Unati,
that's
nice
it.
To you.
Unati wasn't nice.
Seriously?
Yeah, she just said, I don't see anything.
Oh.
But the other
she's a mean-hearted, cruel...
Oh, no, man.
Cruel devil woman, huh?
Yes. There's no in between with Unathi. If she doesn't break down and cry, then she's mean. Yeah, she's not nice.
Cold.
But I knew going into it that there was a possibility of this type of thing happening. So anyway, we got on the bus. We went to that two-day training.
No, but we don't know anything about that.
Okay. Anyway. And yeah, then there were three buses on the way to Sun City.
And you guys, you went home.
And I knew when I was on the bus with the Oaks, I was like...
You were like, these are the losers. Right?
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but...
You thought,
but
oh no, you thought I'm with a bunch of losers. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So they were... It's because we obviously saw it on TV and they told us what had happened afterwards, but we didn't get to see it while it was happening.
Mm.
They herded you onto three buses.
Yes.
Two of the buses went to Sun City. The other bus went
just
straight
peeled
to, the
off
the, to the airport.
To the airport.
And you went home.
And I went home. But...
Were you depressed?
My ego was bruised for a little while, but I had already started recording this, and I mean, I've been doing music full-time now for 6 years, so I mean, you take the knocks as they come.
Got a girlfriend?
So I do. I've got an amazing fiance.
How long
fiance.
You two been together? Oh, fiance? Oh, how
she
long have you
mama.
Been together? Really? Older than you?
Yes.
She loaded?
She's a doctor.
Oh, dude, you hit the... This is how you start a music career.
She's probably listening.
It's okay. You'd be complimentary. We're not saying anything she doesn't know. So she's a doctor. Good looking?
Beautiful.
Uh-huh. And you're engaged, to marry her?
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 29.
Okay, so she's not that much
older. No, not that much
older.
No, I mean, she's not like 40.
No.
No. No.
But, you know, while you're making your career, and while you might need a little bit of time still, then she can bring in the cash.
Well, this is the thing. At this age now, you most musicians fall away because I don't have experience in anything else. And it's a case of, am I going to push through into my 30s?
Yeah.
But if you get to 35 and nothing's happened in the music industry, then you don't have experience in another industry. What do you sort of have to do?
Oh, then it's back to the tire pressing factory.
Don't say that.
No, I'm not saying for you, because you've got lots of time still.
Yeah.
But this is quite a good arrangement, and she loves you, and you love her, and you've obviously now you've decided you're going to get married to each other. Is there a date set, or is it
yes.
just an...
It's
really?
Yeah.
When?
It's happening. The 5th of November. It's easy. Remember,
congratulations. Let's give that a round of applause. True love for a musician.
I'm very lucky.
Will you sing at the wedding? Will you sing and perform?
I sing at so many weddings that I am like a wedding singer, but not at my wedding.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some musicians.
Get someone else to sing at your wedding.
That's it.
You take it off that night, you know, relax.
Yeah.
Have you written a song for her?
I have, yes. Actually, My Sweet Lady.
Oh, that's
written about
that's
it.
The song I've got.
Yeah, that's the tune you have.
Play it for me. Let's give everybody a taste of this. This is her song. This is your fiancé. So what's her name?
Jean.
Here it is. Jean's song. Let's go.
Well, my sweet lady, she must be crazy. She takes me dancing. She knows I hate it. But out comes that red dress, and I see her legs. I can't resist it. She's got that boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, boom, boom. With that one step, two step, look what she's done to me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. She's got me dancing. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Spinning me around and around and around. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Love drunk romancing. The verdict's in, and I'm leaving alone tonight. Well, my sweet woman, and like no one else, the things I'm doing, I bought on myself. But I swear I've never known no one like this. She's got me to all the boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, boom, boom. With that one step, two step, look what she's done to me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. She's got me dancing. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. spinning me around and around and around. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Love drunk romancing. The verdict's in and I'm leaving alone tonight. I'm leaving alone tonight. I'm leaving alone tonight. I'm leaving alone tonight. Break it down now. Just shake, 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 shake. Shake, 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 what the good Lord gave you, girl. Shake, 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 what the good Lord gave you, girl. That woman's got her spell on me. Look what she's done to me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. She's got me dancing. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Spinning me around and around and around. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Love drunk romancing. The verdict's in and I'm living alone tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so much fun.
Are you free most Fridays?
Say again?
Are you free most Fridays?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Most Friday mornings. It's a bit early for me, I must be honest.
Yeah, this is impressive stuff. Now tell me, when you told her that song was for her, was she impressed or did she say to you, oh, go back to the drawing board, I hate that song. She loved it.
Yeah, she didn't say she too loved much. It. She digs it. She likes everything I do.
Oh, man. That sounds good. Yeah. That sounds like it's meant to be.
I'm very fortunate, yes.
Yeah. And you guys are going to get hooked up this year. What a life. All right. So what's the big dream, dude? I mean, where would you like things to go from here?
I would love it if I can get more playlisting on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think
no one's listening to radio.
Yeah, but it's still in South Africa. It comes down to one big ass song.
You need people to know you. And a lot of people don't yet know you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I got you.
So some radio would be good. And my dream is to go and play in the States. It doesn't have to be a massive stadium run or mm-hmm. anything. I just want to go to the States and play some gigs there. That's going to happen next year.
Who do you think your influences are, music-wise?
I love Jack Johnson.
Yes.
I love John Mayer.
Yes,
and
I can hear some
recently,
of that.
And recently, George Ezra. I got his album, and I really dig it. So, yeah, it's the mellow sort of songwriter. Nothing too heavy.
No, very cool.
That's it.
I'm impressed. What can we say? I'm sorry that Unati ruined your dreams of winning idols, but I can't control that woman. She's very decisive.
No, it's all good. It's when one door closes, I believe it leads you to another door.
Don't you think that if you really want to make it and you're prepared to work hard, you will, regardless of what happens?
Exactly. I do believe. And I also believe that if you, let's just say you did really well on a television program, it still doesn't mean that you're set for life.
No. In fact, it can have the opposite effect because people go, oh, well, I thought we were finished with you.
Yeah. You've got to cut your teeth and you've got to flip and you've got to work the ground.
Well, Monique says, I love this guy. You sound fantastic. And I think a lot of people like that sound. It's a nice sound. Huh?
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's available online as well if anyone wants to.
How do we find it?
It's on iTunes under Stuart Rees. Otherwise,
StuartRece.
That's it. And otherwise, if you don't want to spend money, like, go to SoundCloud.
Download it illegally, like everybody else in the world does.
No comment.
You don't want to do that. No, pay this guy for the song, for God's
sake. It's 49 Rand for the EP.
There we go.
I mean, that's nothing.
And this EP, you got what?
There's seven tracks on it.
Come on. Don't be a lazy, shiftless asshole. Download the guy's song. This is very, very cool. All right, dude. Well, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for popping by to see us this morning.
Thank you for
having me. Have a good weekend. You got any gigs that you're doing this weekend that we need to know about?
Yes. Well, where? I'm playing on Sunday at a place in Parktown North called The Foundry.
At 1
p.m. Yeah, so come around. There's amazing food and
cool.
I'll be earning my living there.
Damn right. You got to pay for that wedding.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. All right, dude. All the best. Thank you very much for coming to see us. That's Stuart Rees, everybody, and just a little taste of some of his music. you obviously can hear more if you get this EP. There's 7 tracks on here, including that one you just heard, My Sweet Lady. Falling For You, tell me about that song quickly.
Falling For You is about falling for someone. It was recorded by Marius Brau. And yes. Yeah, that's the 7th track on the EP.
Is it like a bonus?
It's a bonus track because it was recorded in when I just moved up here.
Okay.
What is that, 2014?
Wow. All right. So you see, things are happening. You tell that doctor, soon-to-be wife of yours, that she better keep the wheels turning so that you can eventually become the millionaire that you need to be, right?
I'll pass the message on.
Get out there and make some serious cash. Good luck, dude.
Cool.
All the best. There we go. Stuart Reese. CliffCentral.com.